Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte, episode 58 for August 9th, 2008. Smug Mug. Jumping Monkeys is brought to you by AudibleKids.com. To receive 9 kids' audiobooks absolutely free, go to audiblekids.com/jumpingmonkeys. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it. It's time for Jumping Monkeys with everybody's favorite Megan Maroney.
Hi, Leo. How was your week?
Very important to put a comma after everybody's favorite. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it sounds like there are many Megan Maroneys, yes. And you're the favorite of the three.
Right. Well, I thought that's actually what you meant. There are more than one.
Is there another Megan Maroney in
the
world?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I came upon of hers. It was like her, I don't know, Facebook or something, because I'm not on Facebook.
Facebook is actually just got sued for allowing a fake personality. They really want to make sure that if you're on Facebook, it's the real you.
I think this was a real Megan Maroney.
It wasn't a fake Megan Maroney.
I think so, because there was nothing about me.
There used to be a fake Leo Laporte on Facebook. I don't know if he's still there.
But not anymore.
Yeah, there are many fake Leo Laportes, including my father, who comes by it honestly. He's fake, but he comes by it honestly.
But yeah. Today we're going to talk to Andy Williams. He is the...
Well, you don't have to tell me who Andy Williams is. He's that great crooner who gave us such amazing hits as... I don't know.
Not that Andy Williams. Oh. We're talking to Andy Williams of Smug Mug. He is photographer, general manager, and house professional at Smug Mug, the photo sharing website.
I love Smug Mug. You know that I'm a Smug Mug fanatic.
I am a Smug Mug fan,
are you?
Too. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
I do.
Maroney.smugmug.com. I just got started. They gave me, actually, an account because I was trying to... get one for my dad for Father's Day. And you can't unless you're actually a member. And I had tried the trial and I didn't have time to use it. So I just never signed up. And they just gave me an account to try.
Can I show these pictures?
Sure. They're my...
Is your husband sleeping?
That's my husband asleep. Yeah. Most of those are my pictures. But if you go to the end, the last few are my cousin, who's actually a photographer. And they're really good. And she has an awesome camera. Of course, Smug Mug shows you what kind of camera was used. That was our Lobster Fest in Cape Cod.
Oh, this looks like so much fun.
It was
so
fun.
So Smug Mug, unlike Flickr, you can have a free account. Although if you're going to spend any time on Flickr and you want to upload more than the minimal amount they allow with a free account, you end up paying for a pro account. Smug Mug, you have to pay for. There's mm-hmm. no free account.
Right, yeah.
But I just think the way that you can view these... Actually, oh, this is nice. It's very Ajax-y, so I can jump to the last page.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at these. These are great shots. There's Annabella.
Yeah.
Now, watch this. This is one of the things I like about Smug Mug is watch this. People are listening going, I don't see a thing. Yeah. Watch what?
Well, he's clicking on the right-hand side and making a big, giant picture.
It lets you, and it's very Ajax-y, so it allows you to go very large.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is the Smug Mug slideshow. Have you found that?
The one that you can send to people too, or just
play it on the. I mean, if I just press the slideshow button, it takes over my whole screen and does these great slideshows.
Yep.
Automatically, and I just think that's a really nice feature.
And you can also embed those slideshows in your website too.
Can you really?
I think so. Oh, I know you can really easily embed the. There's a picture.
This is all in Flash. So this is it is a photo sharing album site. You do have privacy. That's not Milo and Huck.
That's Cole, my cousin.
I was going to say, he looks a little older.
I mean, my nephew, Cole. Okay. You remember Cole. He's had on your lap on the screensavers that time.
Oh, yeah. He's the original Jumping Monkey.
Yeah, he is.
He was the kid that I said, we were talking about
him. He looks like a monkey.
He looks like a monkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Huck was on his lap. All right. So we're going to talk to him later. I wanted to remind everyone, you can call us. Our number is 707-981-4602. Call us. Tell us your own parenting tips, all your own websites that you found or interesting things that you want to share. Your parenting tips. They don't have to necessarily be about parenting in the digital age. We'll take anything.
Nice thing about this, by the way, is it's just a voicemail service. It's Grand Central, Google's voicemail service. So it isn't toll free. It's a long distance number to Northern California, but you don't have to talk to a human. I always think that's a nice feature.
I do, too.
I look for that. Mm-hmm. Really? You do? You're shy like me, I guess.
Well, yeah. I don't know. You were talking about voicemail on Twit the other day, and I was thinking, it's totally true. Voicemail is so useless at this point. I mean, I would much rather text someone or get a text or an email from someone.
But a text or an email isn't useful on what we do, which is an audio podcast. We want to hear you.
Right.
In fact, on the video shows, we'd like to see you, too. Yeah. I mean, that's really a big part
of it. This is a good way to use voicemail, I think. Yeah. All right. So now we're getting to the part in the show where we talk about one way to spend your money, one way to save your money, and one way to
eat lobster.
Eat.
Which is...
That's one way that my son, Huck, eats lobster. That's Annabella refusing to get into... the group family photo.
She is so cute. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I'm sorry, folks at home. We're listening.
Well, you can see them yourself at maroni.smugmug.com.
We're doing.
If you care.
You know, this is a great way to do a family slideshow. It's like do a show.
Uh huh.
And then every once in a while, go to the slides and you can say, oh yeah, that's and then but it passes the time.
It does. Do we need something to pass the time?
No.
Spend.
Spend.
Do you remember our old friend JR from the Peanut Butter PC, the software?
Yeah, we gave away those great PCs.
It was software to make the computer easier for kids.
He did our contest.
Mm-hmm, he did, yeah. So he emailed me. He has a new product. It's called the Peanut Butter Pointer, and it's peanutbuttersoftware.com. And this is a little tool that helps you use multiple mice on a single PC. So in the same game, or whatever kids are doing, you can use this more than one mouse and they both
so
work.
You can kind of help the kid or two kids can work together.
Yeah, like instead of the kids fighting over it. He says a lot of schools have begun to use it because the kid to computer ratio is
what an interesting idea.
So it's you can try it for free at peanutbuttersoftware.com, and if you want to buy it, it's $21.95.
This is a cute site too. Look for next to the new software, instead of just putting a button that says new, he has a little hello, my name is, and then I'm new. One of those stickers that they wear at conferences. I like that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
JR is a really great
guy. He's great. So. If he wants to send us more of those contest things, that was really fun.
You want to do more contests?
Don't you think that was fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
I liked
doing
that. We
should do more contests.
Remember that? We played a bunch of sounds all together and you had to identify the movie or whatever it was. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That, yeah.
We'll do that again.
Good.
Okay, here's your save. The Thrifty Green Baby Guide.
Yeah, baby.
So this could
it's
be
got everything
save
we like
give.
In it.
Yes,
thrift, green, and babies.
Right. So this is a site. It's saving money and the environment in one place. It has little tips about in being an environmental tightwad. Don't buy books. You're saving trees and money.
But then you don't have books. Oh,
library.
Listen to Audible.
Oh, yeah. Listen to audiobooks.
That saves trees.
Yes.
And so money. Usually they're less expensive
free
than the print
on
versions.
Audible, but this free, isn't time for our ad yet. also, go to the library. You can get videos of the library, too, so you don't have to
That's
buy.
That's good.
And spot a fruit tree on a stroll with your baby.
Yep. Just pick some fruit.
Yeah.
steal their fruit.
What they suggest is you knock on the door and ask for some. And they said if you bring your baby, you'll never get turned down.
Oh, it's the greatest thing. We have so many fruit trees in our backyard. Plums are in now. We had peaches. We have cherries.
You should give out your address so people can
Everybody
come
should come
and get
to our place
fruit.
And get some fruit. there's a lovely couple. A lady came last year. She said, I see you have a lot of plums. Can I pick some? And we were glad to let her pick them because they we pick them, but they go, we can't eat all those plums.
Right.
Same thing with the cherries.
Yeah.
We were giving bags of cherries away. Mm-hmm. Did you get a bag of cherries?
I didn't get a bag
of
cherries.
Sorry.
Oh, last year I did, or maybe 2 years ago. I'm not on your bag of cherries list this year.
We'll give you a bag of cherries.
Yeah.
We'll give you a bag of plums is what we'll give you.
Yeah, we'll take
We had apples. We couldn't give away enough apples last time. So she came by, she took some plums, and then this year, before the plum season, she's very smart, she came by with plum chutney and plum jam that she had made from our tree, a couple of jars. And then she came by last week, and of course we said, yeah, please.
My mom does that too. Yeah,
it's a really nice
thing to do. Her neighbor gives her apples, and she makes apple pie.
Isn't that a nice thing to do?
It is nice, yeah.
So, yeah, but if you have a baby in a stroller and you just want a pear or a peach or something, go ahead.
Sometimes, you see, people put a bowl out there with them in there in their front yard, but yours are in your backyard. What's your address again?
there is an... in our town, and I imagine there are in other towns, a food group that will go around. I think it's called Penalty
Bounty.
Bounty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get the Bounty box. You can get a box every week.
And they're taking our fruit and giving it to you? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
I thought they were giving it to people who are in need.
They do. And the bounty box, a lot of the fruit comes from, I don't know exactly where it comes from, but it has stickers on it. No, a lot of it comes actually from a store or straight from the farm. We pay $18 a week for fruit and vegetables, and it subsidizes other families.
So that's one way they some people, you can't live on plums alone.
Right.
So they pick the plums, they sell them, or they give them to families, and then they raise money. I think that's great.
Right.
We're going to call them. We call them and they just come and but we wait until others have had their fill and then what's left before the birds get them.
Yeah, that's smart.
We just don't want any birds to have any of our food.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So that's the greenbabyguide.com.
Cool.
And now we get to the give. This is Brady's Smile. I actually got a press release from this charity. It was founded by Annie and Matt. They are the parents of Brady Blaine Hinton, and Brady spent the majority of his 2 years of life in the hospital. He actually died when he was two. And he had just many different complications.
Like
but they, Annie and Matt, founded this charity to help other families like them. What they do is they go around and they give comfort bags and homemade fleece blankets to families with children in the ICU.
Isn't this a great way of channeling all that grief and sadness? Remembering Brady and then helping others. I think that's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, and I traded some emails with Annie. She seems like a really sweet woman, and they really have big goals. I think they've also started a program called MICU, which is music in the ICU, because they just say how much that helps. And the comfort bags I talked about before, they have essentials for caregivers and toys for babies and children. So you can get more information at bradysmile.org.
Now, this sounds like it's at Yale New Haven. Is it just that
right
hospital?
Now it is.
But they're going to spread out?
Yeah. And they're trying to get this program to spread different places. It's a great idea.
You know, Jennifer started a mentoring program locally many years ago, and it's slowly spread around. I think in some ways that's kind of, you know, a lot of times you think, if you do a charity, it has to be a global, you know, or at least national charity, but it doesn't. It could be just local.
Right.
Like Petaluma Bounty, helping people locally. And if every little town has its mentoring group or its Brady's Smile group, that's great. I mean, that's a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Actually, Andy's on the line.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your calling in. And
I can hear both of you guys just fine.
Great. Excellent. As I said before, Andy is a photographer. He's the general manager and house professional at Smug Mug. He's been a photographer all his life and a professional for the past 15 years. He does portrait and event work.
I'm a big fan of Smug Mug.
Yeah.
We had Don McCaskill came on 24 Hours of iPhone to talk about the Smug Mug application for the iPhone.
Oh.
By the way, Denise Howell's going to join us a little later with iPhone picks for families.
Mm-hmm.
So, Annie, it's nice to meet you and talk to you. So are you a pro photographer?
Nice to meet you, too. Yes, indeed. And I'm also just quite thrilled with being part of the most fun I've ever had after working for 25 years out there, and that's being part of Smug Mug.
Smug Mug, clearly, you know, I mean, when it entered a crowded field, there was Ofoto and there was Shutterfly on the commercial side. There were the Flickers of the world. When Chris and Don started Smug Mug, did they have kind of a different vision for what they wanted to do with it?
We did. And interestingly, we actually predated Flickr, just to be
perfectly
clear.
I didn't know that.
And
all right.
A couple of the names you've mentioned have already come and gone.
That's right.
One of the things about us is since 2002, when we came on the scene, when Chris and Don started the company, our premise has been, you know, to be a fee-based photo sharing service where your photos will look better here than anywhere else in the world. They'll never be surrounded by ads for Viagra or anything else you might imagine and you might see on the internet. And we really focus on the presentation and the display. And over the years have added lots of new ways to interact with your photos, whether it's traditional printing or things like geotagging, or as you were remarking in before we started here, Leo, the flash-based slideshows.
I love that. Yeah, it's so great.
And from things that Megan was commenting on about embedding slideshows in blogs and the different ways folks are using their photographs today.
It's very Ajax-y. It's very clean. One of the reasons I love Smug Mug, in fact, I'm going to go to my Smug Mug page really quickly, is you also make it possible, if you have one of the professional or higher level accounts, to integrate it into a web page. So I use Smug Mug as it's a page on my website. When you go to my photos, it doesn't change because I've been able to integrate in the Leoville look. So this is Smug Mug, but it still has all of my Leoville look and feel, and even the Leoville menus on it.
We have a tremendous number of, we call them power and pro users. The power folks are, you know, advanced amateurs, passionate amateur people. They love to show off their work in a really personalized manner. They want to take their website and make it look like them, just like you did, Leo. And by the way, it is gorgeous. I remember working on it a few months ago with one of our specialists on the team, Barb Gates.
She helped me a lot because I was having trouble with my menu drop downs, getting them to work, and she was you both were very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so folks really like to put their own stamp on the internet, and our Power and Pro level accounts let them truly customize every inch of the screen, everything you see on the Smug Mug. They can just make it their own, and people are having a blast doing it. You can, the possibilities are endless, and they really are taking a serious approach to their photography. They're spending money on gear, they're taking photography trips, and they want their photos, whether it's the trip to Yosemite or their child's birthday party. They want them to look just absolutely gorgeous when they share them, because it's a reflection of themselves, and that's why.
And I like
one of the reasons why we've been kind of really successful over the years and profitable since our inception and growing like crazy in the face of, you know, some, like you mentioned, Leo, some pretty stiff competition from some big names like Kodak and Yahoo and Canon and Sony and on and on.
Well, and I like it that you have a plan for monetization. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It means you'll be around, you know?
Yeah, we like to tell people that, you know, we sometimes get some heat for not implementing certain things right away when customers ask for it. Well, we take a very guarded and measured approach, and we do everything every single day with the intention of we want to be here 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, because these are photos that are, you know, a family's legacy, a professional's, you know, financial future. And you, if you're a family person, you know, your family's future. And
well,
so we want to make sure they're going to be around forever.
And I think you're the only site now that allows people to store their RAW files also, which is really big for a pro.
We believe so. It's a new offering we came out with about a month ago called Smug Vault, and we're very proud of it. It's something that had been asked for by our customers for a long, long time. Again, not just the professionals, but, you know, people today shooting video, they want maybe a place to store their archived videos forever and ever.
Right.
They want a place to store their RAW files and their TIFF files that they use to scan from the family negatives. And then the professionals, of course, have needs as well to have permanent long-term RAW file storage.
Yeah, I really like that you can store video. You can put videos up there. It's really seamless. It's not separate. That you can put the videos right there next to the pictures. I like that. So you are going to come and give us some tips about taking pictures of kids.
Sure. Yeah. And it's, you know, of course, one of the things we all do with our cameras is get out with our families. And I was thrilled that you asked, because it's something, obviously, as a family person, I have four children of my own. And I, as part of my business, I shoot children in terms of family portraits, child work. And I do a lot of high school senior photography as well, which is a huge, huge part of the photography business today. And so it's near and dear to my heart, and I was thrilled that you asked me to do it. I have some tips that I can go through if that's how you want to proceed, and I've given you some photos as examples, and I don't know if Leo wants to toss them up or not.
Yeah, but that's a great idea. Yeah, you emailed those to me, right?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
I'll pull them up in just a second here. Or is there a Smug Mug page I should go to? Did you make a folder?
I didn't make a separate folder. I actually took them off of my wife's site where we keep our family photos, and just gave you some examples.
So these are your wife's pictures, not even yours.
No, they're mine, but they're on our family site.
I was gonna say, is your wife a photographer too?
She is, but she's only, her focus is photographing the police. She's been on tour as a groupie with the police for the last 2 years.
I think they meant law enforcement officials.
No, that's a whole other subject.
You mean Sting. She goes out and she photographs the police, really?
The police, yes.
Wow, that's very cool.
That's another story.
Yeah, they just went back on tour, so she's suddenly busy again after many years off.
The Okay, so let's get on.
He doesn't want to talk about it. I haven't seen my wife in 4 years, and it's enough police. Okay, I'm looking for the pictures, Megan. And
I did send them to you, yeah, but we can.
I haven't received them yet.
So one of the things, Megan, I like to tell people is, you know, start a tradition. A lot of times when we were little, our parents put us up against the door jamb and drew the height markers
that.
About how
yeah.
much we grow, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So start a tradition taking the photos of your children in the same place every year. It could be in front of the, you know, a tree in the front yard or by a brook in town that you walk by or, you know, anywhere really. But just take a picture in the same place all the time, once a year at least, every turn of the seasons, that kind of thing. I love the idea of the, you know, the first day of school at the school bus, those sorts of things. Just start a tradition. So that was one of my, and by the way, these tips are sort of not in any particular order. One thing I like to tell people is, you know, you got to be patient because they're children. And they're not going to always do what you ask them to do. And that kind of segues into the whole notion of, you know, shooting candid shots is often a lot better than asking them to go and say cheese.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So be around with your camera, watching your children play and interact with their friends and other people in the family and, you know, catch the good candid shots.
Well, that's a good point because I can hardly ever get good pictures of my kids, and I feel like, well, I should just go to a professional photographer because I've seen, you know, is that, do you recommend that? I mean, do you guys have, what's your secret?
Well, they got two photographers in the family. They probably don't have to work too hard.
Yeah.
You know, the trick is most of the folks that I see, and again, at Smug Mug, we have, you know, what we call are these passionate amateurs, just family people. They have their cameras with them all the time. They're taking the time to learn a little bit, just like, you know, they're the people that are going to be listening to your show right now, Megan, and they're going to be taking a few notes and trying to, you know, improve on some things rather than just wildly snapping shots and asking their children to open up and smile and say cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They're the folks that are going to have some props in their possession to get the little tiny kids to actually do something that will be, you know, camera worthy.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
They're the ones that are paying attention to the rhythms of the children to know when they're most alert and most going to be receptive to having their photographs taken.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, almost treat it as if you're a pro, but your subject is your own kids.
Yes. Yes. Now, the next part is more technique-oriented. These are children, and so we're 5-6 feet tall as adults, and the children are 1, 2, 3, and 4 feet tall. And so if we point our cameras down from our level, you know, they're going to look like miniature little people. Get down on their level, and you'll find if you shoot from the knees or the floor that you'll have amazingly different and cool photographs of your children.
This is
just by changing your perspective.
Get down there with them.
Yep.
Instead of looming over them. There's a great shot. I don't know if this is your son on a soccer field or sitting on a soccer ball.
Yeah, so that's another one. Like, don't clean them up. Show them in all their dirt and mud and mess. There's a photograph of one of the children of our Smug Mug people, one of our programmers, and his kid had just eaten a bunch of cake. And there was cake all over his face. But that's what makes the shot.
You don't want to clean that up. No, absolutely,
you know,
not.
That's what absolutely makes the shot. That is that individual. My kid that you just put up on the screen there, Leo, that's him. That, you know, he's muddy knees all over because he plays hard.
And that's kind of what you want to see. You're there for the muddy knees. That's... You know, you don't want to absolutely sanitize that. No way. Yeah.
A few other tips I think are more, again, more technique related, but you have to learn some things about your camera. And by the way, this applies to whether you have a, you know, a $200 point and shoot or a $1,000 or more, you know, fancy DSLR. Learn to use the burst modes of your camera so that you can take more than one shot at a time because the kids are fast. And so if you can take 3 or 4 shots at once, you might find that it's the third shot that's going to be the winner. Most cameras also have a sports mode, which is designed to capture fast-moving subjects, and all of our children are typically much faster than us as adults. And so use that sports mode. If you've got the fancy DSLR, you know, get yourself into shutter priority mode where you're setting the shutter speed so that you can stop action real fast.
I love this shot of your son in karate. Was that so you use the motor wind and the sports mode, probably both of them on that one.
Yeah, that's just, you know, fast shutter speed. It was a small studio. I happened to be, you know, very close sitting on the floor with a wide-angle lens at 16 millimeters, and I just, you know, fired off a few shots. That's my wife. He's jumping over there.
I was going to say, is that your wife lying on the floor? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, so those are the kinds of shots that, you know, we love to have, and I think it brings me to the next point, which is, you know, don't forget to share these and to print them.
Yeah.
We love to talk at Smug Mug about sharing online and sending them out, and you're showing some nice examples there, and we really appreciate that. Don't forget to order some prints, and don't forget to send some prints to Grandma and Grandpa, and don't forget to fill up that family photo album, because when you're there in the living room and you've got some visitors, there's nothing that beats, you know, the tactile pleasure of, you know, leafing through an album or being able to point to that big picture of Mr. Muddy Knees on the wall or, you know, filling up the kids' bedroom with photographs of themselves with their friends. They just love it.
Because Smug Mug is aimed at professionals, you do have a shopping cart and you can sell any pictures, but you get to choose what to charge. So you can charge the, you know, the kind of the minimum cost. So I noticed on your prints, 19 cents, 20 cents, if you want to, you know, 8 by 10, it's $1.99. They're approximately what it would cost, actually a little bit less probably than what it would cost if you bought it to a photo processor. So this is obviously for not to make money, but this is for family and friends.
That's the family shop. You know, that's my wife's shopping cart there you're seeing, so there's no markup on that. And again, I think that that's something I like to tell people is we get so caught up about taking all these pictures, and it's nice if you can get them online, but don't forget that, you know, photography is, the prints is a whole other thing about the pictures. We've got to see them printed.
My wife won't let me forget that. She makes me print all this stuff out. I'm going to show her how to do it on Smug Mug, and I didn't notice, you know, it's funny, Smug Mug is so deep, there's stuff I haven't even found, and I didn't realize you sell t-shirts, sweatshirts, mouse pads, mugs, all of them with these pictures on them, luggage tags, photo keys.
Yep.
So grandma can buy an apron with the karate shot on it.
And we get a lot of that. And matter of fact, the gift items are one of the biggest things that we have. And
I love that.
You just nailed it, Leo. The parents, the aunts and uncles, the grandparents, they love to be able to have, you know, the kid's picture on an item like that. Or even something as simple as, you know, some drink coasters or a gift box or, you know, a t-shirt.
I'm going to start playing with this. I didn't realize it. And here's playing cards. You can get a deck of playing cards. Can you mix the pictures up, or is it just one picture on the whole?
On the playing cards, it's one picture on all of them, sorry to say, but we'll investigate.
Wouldn't that be fun if you had 52 pictures and you could have a different picture on every card? That'd be sick.
That'd be very cool.
Of course, you wouldn't want to play poker with that deck, but I know what you got. You got the karate picture. That means the king of diamonds. Yeah, it would kind of take some of the fun out of the game.
If we could just go back to prints for a second, my whole family uses Shutterfly, and whenever I order prints, they don't look that good. Is there something that you guys do differently than they do? Is your process different?
You know, there is, and we're very proud of it. We've done zillions and zillions of prints over the years. We have what we feel to be some of the best auto color in the business, which means no matter the quality of the photo that you've taken, you know we can improve it at the lab and print it better. And so we have an extraordinarily high satisfaction rate with the photos that people print at Smug Mug.
Do you do your own processing, or you must send it out to a lab, though?
We have a partner lab that does it for us.
But it's not Kodak?
No, it's not Kodak.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And so you're very picky. You're going to a pro quality lab and making sure you get really good prints. You'd have to, because a lot of your customers are pros.
Yes, in fact, it's the same lab that prints, you know, the family shots as our pro shots.
That's really neat.
We're investigating some additional, you know, some new labs as well. But for years, we've had the same lab, and the quality has been just outstanding. And to directly answer Megan's question, you know, we feel that we have some secret sauce that nobody else has, and we feel that you know, we can take photos from anybody and improve them and print them extremely well.
I've been remiss because I haven't used any of these features. I'm going to have to start. This is great. I have a ton, almost all my photos now. I moved them. I found a little script that allowed me to move everything off, but from Flickr to Smug Mug. So
you smuggled them.
I used the smuggler script.
Yes. Nice.
And it was great. So now all of my pictures finally are on Smug Mug. And it's really nice. I have to say, I thank you so much. It is such a great service. And I wish more people knew about it. But I guess people who really care are learning about it. It's just,
you know, through the good work that you're doing, mentioning us, and we really appreciate it, Leo. We love everything you're doing for us, and it's always thrilling to see a tweet by you or a mention on the show. People are finding out, and you know, we're in our sixth year of business. We're growing like crazy. And, you know, it was, heck, we now have over 35 employees, and it wasn't long ago that I was, number six or seven.
Were you?
Company.
Wow. It's just a nice story because, you know, it's a father and son. You know, I've known Don for years, of course. He's a kind of a legend in the business. And it's just a nice story about a real success in kind of picking one thing and just doing it better than anybody with a real passion for the product. Well, I'm going to have to order some prints. I didn't realize. This is great. Well, I've been, you know, I spent a lot of money on a fancy printer and all that stuff. I should just be buying them from SmugMug.
It's so much easier.
So much. And how long does it take to get the print out?
It can be as little as a couple, two, 3 days,
okay,
you know, but
good.
Usually less than a week for this, you know, the U.S. mail offering, about a week or so. But then there's other options that get it to you faster.
Oh, I can order cards. Look at this. Oh, Megan.
It's funny, Leo, you've been remiss in not ordering prints for years, but now you want them tomorrow.
I want them all. Exactly. Is that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. And because I have a pro account, you also have the ability to sell download rights, you know, kind of, for commercial use and so forth.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't ever use that, but that's a really nice feature as well.
Someone in our chat room asked if you recommended that you watermark pictures of your kids.
That's an interesting question, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. So we have a lot of privacy options on SmugMug, and so if you're a family shooter and you're taking photographs of your kids, typically there's not a need to have those photographs open to the whole world and searchable by Google and all of that. You're probably going to keep them in what we call unlisted galleries, and you're going to share them with your family and friends. And you know, in that regard, if you're using those privacy options that we have, probably not necessary to, you know, to watermark them. On SmugMug, you can, with the Power and Pro accounts, you can block some right-click protection. You can, all of our accounts, you can block your photos from being found by Google. You can lock the galleries with passwords. And with the pro accounts, so to directly answer your question, Megan, with pro accounts, you can watermark the photos. And online, they'll actually show with a watermark. And if Leo went to my site, you'd see some at moonriverphotography.com. You'd see watermark photos. But the family photos, usually not.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually have several albums that I took of family shots that I didn't want other people to see, but I wanted my family to see so I could share them with my family. So I sent them a link, but nobody else can see it when you go to my site and stuff like that. So this is your site, Andy, and this is powered by SmugMug, all of it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I see where you are there now. Click on the galleries link. On the front page there, you're seeing a slideshow.
Yeah.
In the first gallery on the left, there's some landscape photography there where you'd find some images for sale.
And these are watermarked images if I look at them here in the full size. See, this is so nice on SmugMug. You can go extra large on these images and really see the details. But I can't right-click and save it.
No.
Because it's all photos are copyright. Unauthorized use is prohibited. I mean, there's no way to really prevent people from doing a screenshot and so forth. But you've done everything you can. And I think most photographers would be very happy with that. And then you could.
Good example, Leo. If you click out of where you are and go back to where you had the list of galleries.
Mm-hmm.
So just click on the word galleries on the top of my screen there, upper right.
This is neat because it's a pros site run by SmugMug. So any client coming here is going to say, wow, this guy really has a great photography site.
Go up to the upper right where you see a blonde woman in a red car.
Ferrari.
That will show you some examples of
the watermark. There's the watermark. Got it. So that's a very good example. So you can see that it's not, it's going to load it. It's very big, but it's not something that somebody couldn't really use this because it says that on it. But it's good enough that you can see, you know, what the picture is.
That's right.
Great. That's great.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. That was great.
Real quickly, what are the costs for SmugMug? I want people to know this up front because it's important that you understand this is not free.
Right. So, Leo, the standard accounts are $39.95 a year. Our power accounts that enable people to fully customize and the look and feel of the site are $59.95 a year. And then the professional site, like you just demonstrated on mine, which allows folks to sell at a profit, where we handle the shopping cart transaction and we collect the money and do all the customer service, that is $150 a year.
I think that's the account I have. And I think $150 a year is so reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, what is it, $12-$13 bucks a month.
And if we don't have a coupon for Leo listeners, we ought to. Matter of fact, I will, since you've said you love Smug Mug so much, I'm going to have Markham send an email out with a coupon for you guys that'll give anybody listening to, from Leo or Jumping Monkeys or any of your affiliates 20% off the first year.
We don't get anything from that. I want to point out that. But you do. You get the savings, and that's really a great thing. Thank you. I really
so we'd love to do that. We'll come up with some kind of coupon and whenever you mention it.
You have now. And by the way, if you're iPhone users, there's a great little... I actually now upload far more pictures to Smug Mug than I used to, because my iPhone now automatically uploads directly to Smug Mug. It's got a little program. It was one of the first iPhone programs to come out, called Smug Shot. And it's really great. It just, you take the picture and it goes right to Smug Mug. And that's
really
handy. We were
thrilled when Apple allowed us to be part of the early program to create applications for the new iPhone.
Right.
And we had, you know, we kind of, Don, as you mentioned, is a legend and an incredible visionary. I wasn't personally kind of sure what would happen at all.
Right.
But Don had, you know, he just knew. And so
knew.
We put a dedicated resource and a lot of energy into coming up with Smug Shot. And you're right, it's very cool. You can take a picture anywhere you are, and as long as you're, you know, within a connection with either Edge or 3G or Wi-Fi, it will be uploaded to your Smug Mug account, and it'll be geotagged so that there'll be geography coordinates. And you can look that photo up on a map as well on Smug Mug.
Is that working now? Because I've uploaded a number of pictures. By the way, I mean, it's funny. If you know what to take pictures of with something like the iPhone, it's not the greatest camera in the world. Far from it. But some things it does really well, like this neon picture. So where would the geotagging be located, though? I've not been able to find it in the past.
It goes into a category of yours called Other, and it'll be taken on, you know, July 30th, 2008.
So it's not in the info...
It'll be, no, the photos will be there, and then as long as the gallery is public,
yep,
you will have access.
I don't see the geotagging, and I wonder if maybe I'm doing something wrong, or if it's
Shoot me an email, Andy at Smug, and I'll be glad to, you know, walk you through it.
This is a picture we couldn't resist, Megan. You'll appreciate this.
Leo, do you see above the image there where it says map this?
Ah, let me find that. No, I'm not seeing that. It's above the image. Let me look at the image and see. No, only see sizes, auto. I don't
see
map. Not
in Lightbox when it's in the gallery.
In the gallery, no. Huh. I must be doing something wrong. Maybe my phone's not doing what I want. But yeah, the neat thing about Smug Mug, when I go back to my top level, at the bottom of the page, I have a map of all the places I've taken pictures. And
right.
you can click on the little Smug push pins, and you can see pictures from that place, which is really, really great. It maps your travels all over the world, so that's really fun. You've done a great job. I'll keep working on it. You know, a number of iPhone apps are kind of a little rickety for me, so it may be just something I'm doing.
It's quite fine. And like I said, I'll have Barb send you a note and... We'll make sure you know
this
before
is, by
the
day's way,
over.
What I love about Smug Mug is they don't treat me just that way. They treat everybody that way. The customer service is fantastic.
It
if
is.
You have a question, there's something you want to do, they'll tell you how to do it. They're really good about that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Andy,
you
great
guys are too kind. Megan and Leo, thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'll come back anytime you have questions. Just holler at me.
Great.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you, Andy. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Take
bye
care.
Bye.
SMUG.com. I didn't realize they predated Flickr.
Yeah, I didn't either. And Andy's site, again, is moonriverphotography.com.
Very, very cool.
If you're interested in his pictures.
Yeah, very, very cool. It makes me want to take more pictures. When you have a place that you can put your pictures that looks so great and is a great place to show people your pictures, mm-hmm. You know, it has great albums and stuff, the slideshow, it makes you want to take more pictures.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have that kind of capability.
It is.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad we could get them on. I'm a shameless fanboy. I have to say, I apologize for my, I love this.
Yeah, I really like it too.
Yeah, so I'm glad you finally got a chance to look at it.
All right, now for our real ad.
Oh, we didn't? Yeah, right. The one we get paid for?
For Audible.
Yeah, audible.com/monkeys if you want to get a free book from Audible. And we always like to pick books for kids,
mm-hmm.
something that the kids and mom and dad and the family might like. What do you got for us this week?
The Mysterious Tadpole by Stephen Kellogg. Did you read this?
I never read that, no.
Really? This was one of Marco's favorites when he was little, and we've had it since Annabella was a baby. It's a little story about a tadpole that turns into something very mysterious.
Oh,
and
fun.
You would really like it because it leaves you lots of options to do Scottish accents.
I was just going to say, I noticed it's Scottish and you've got Neil Innes reading it. Oh, that's great.
So,
do you know who Neil Innes is?
No.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what he's best known for, but he's a comic. And I think it was with one of those comic troops. Let me play a little bit of
okay.
this. You'll hear a little of the Scots.
Every year, he sent Lewis a birthday gift for his nature collection.
Oh, there's no Scots in it.
This is the best one yet, cried Lewis. The next day, he took his entire collection to school for show and tell.
I like the way they put music behind the kids' books.
I do, too, and sound effects. It's great. It makes it really worth that 69 cents that this costs.
It's worth every penny. And when we say penny, we mean penny.
You have to be a member of Audible for it to be 69 cents. Otherwise, it's 99 cents.
All right. All right. So that would be go to audible.com/monkeys. And sign up. And I wouldn't get this book free since it's so inexpensive. Pick a book that costs a lot of money. Pick one of those $80 books and get that free. You know, get your money's worth and then buy the 69 cent book. But I have to say, it is a great place. 50,000 books, many of them kids and young adult titles. Lots of what they call juvenile titles. I really think about how not only have I spent a lot of time with Audible. In fact, when I'm reading or listening to a book, if I re-listen to it, I can remember where I was when that particular part happened. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, that does.
There's just some sort of kinetic memory that goes with listening that makes it kind of different from reading it out loud. So I can remember what corner I was on when I heard that part of the book. And then now there's books we read with the kids when we were traveling. You do a lot of driving with the kids. We drove to Montana, somewhat like you. We went to actually Wyoming, the Big Tetons. We went through Montana and the Grand Tetons. And we listened to a number of books like Bud Not Buddy. And when I listen to Bud Not Buddy now, I can remember where we were on our road trip. It's really fun. Audible.com/monkeys. We thank them so much for their support. Oh, junking wumpies. Junking wumpies. Why didn't we call this junking wumpies?
Why didn't we call it junking
wumpies?
What was
I thinking of? That's such a clever name. Jumping numpies.
Well, I think we're going to talk to Denise now.
Denise Howell, who is the host of another Twit show, the fabulous This Week in Law. She's a lawyer. We've had her in studio here. In fact, I'm sorry that you missed her when she was in studio.
I know. I need to ask her about that.
Yeah. Was she trying to avoid you? What was the deal? What's going on?
Well, I'm going to call her really quick, and then she's going to call us back.
All right.
Because you won't be able to hear her when I call her on my Palm Centro.
You want to do an ad for the Palm Centro while you're calling?
Maybe. She's going to call us on her iPhone.
Very good. All right. I think we have Denise Howell on the line
excellent.
Right now. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Leo. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Denise.
Welcome to Jumping Monkeys.
Great to be on Jumping Monkeys.
Yeah. We call it Jumping Monkeys because we are from Sweden.
So we invited Denise on today to talk about some iPhone apps that she uses to occupy her child. What do you got for us?
Did you get the new iPhone? Did you get the new iPhone?
I don't have the new one. I have my original one, and I updated to the new software.
Perfect.
So I can get all the apps.
And most of these would also work on an iPod Touch if you don't want to give Johnny your precious iPhone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm still on the fence about when I'm going to get a new one. I have the feeling I will get one at some point, but I'm not in a mad rush to do it because, you know, I mean, the internet access on the old ones isn't horrifically bad.
Denise, I'm here to tell you there is no good reason to upgrade.
Yeah.
Because the location capabilities, even of the old Touch, just using Wi-Fi and cell towers, is plenty.
Yeah.
You don't need the GPS. You can run all the applications. All you're missing is 3G. I don't even have 3G in Petaluma. And, it's very limited coverage, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it, and I think that's sort of a well-kept secret right now is that the old iPods are still really great.
Yeah. And the iPod Touch works great with this, too. Spend the $10 or $20, whatever it is, and get 2.0 on your Touch.
Yeah.
I have way too many applications installed. What do you like for families?
Well, for kids, I have a few that I've been going back to over and over again. Number one, and I don't know that everyone would necessarily think this is kid-friendly, but I'm sure you've probably played around with iBeer.
No, what's that?
iBeer.
You didn't give your kid iBeer. You know, there is an iMilk that's the same idea. You could give him...
That's exactly right. There is iMilk. But I went for iBeer, frankly, because I thought it was funnier.
So tell us what iBeer is.
So, my husband gave me grief about it, too.
Well, it's just a yellow liquid of some... yellow foamy liquid of some kind.
Oh, no. Tyler knows it's a beer.
Oh. Mommy, can I have another beer? Can I have another beer, Mommy?
Yeah. My kids know what beer is, too. And they know they're not allowed to drink it till they're 12.
That's 21 upside down.
See, I feel fairly not mommy guilty about this because my kid hates to drink anything that's carbonated. So I know even though
he's... you're safe.
Playing around with my phone, drinking beer, he's not going to go out and start drinking them. So what it does is it's kind of funny. This company, and I forget what they are called, but as you say, they have a bunch of these. There's iMilk, and then for the jailbroken iPhones, they're not in the App Store, but they have a bunch more. There's one that makes popcorn on your iPhone. And there's one that, gosh, what does it do? It's a goldfish.
I would love that.
Yeah, I want them to put that in the App Store, but it's not there right now.
The sad thing is iBeer is $2.99.
Yes, and there is a free alternative, and lots of the people, I went ahead and already had bought iBeer, so I didn't bother to try the free one, but a lot of people say the free one is just great and does basically the same thing, and I think it even does a couple of more things.
Do you have to have a jailbroken iPhone for the free one, though?
Nope, free one is there in the App Store.
Oh, I'm so glad I just spent $2.99 on an iBeer. Great. Well, at least I can have my kids play with it.
That's right. So it starts out with a big red button. And the way they try and make all these sort of like a magic trick so that you can sort of astound your friends.
Well, there was that street magician that last year when the iPhone line was doing these tricks in line with the iPhone. I think that might be the genesis of all of this stuff. Yeah.
Right.
He just put videos on and trained himself to do it exactly in sync with the video.
Yep. So the red button is not really, it's sort of an illusion. You can have your finger on the thing that triggers the application starting is you remove your finger from the touch screen and that starts the application. But you're supposed to have someone push the red button for you and then you take your finger off.
See, it's a magic trick already.
Yes, exactly. And then once the app is activated, your iPhone fills up with beer and makes little bubbling noises. And then you can shake it around and you can sort of watch the foam. It's very soothing, sort of. And then,
does it get foamier if you shake it?
It does, yeah. And you can see like the foam sticking to the side of the glass.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least they've put some energy in for the $2.99 that you're spending on this thing.
Yes, the graphics are actually very nice.
Wow.
And then the kicker of it is you tilt your phone on the side and pretend to drink the beer, and when the beer is gone, it makes a loud burp.
Now that's why a four-year-old boy.
That's why Tyler likes it.
That's right.
Mommy, and can I play the burp game again?
They actually, if you flick the, on the side of your iPhone, the switch that mutes things, it will mute that burp sound while leaving all the bubbles intact.
Oh, so they have a polite mode.
They do.
That's
if you
funny.
Need to mute the burp, you can do so.
That's funny.
The other thing I emailed Megan about is one that is a really nice idea. I heard you guys talk on Jumping Muckies about your last Audible pick, which I went and downloaded but haven't listened to yet, which was an enhanced Audible story.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea where they have pictures that go along with the story. So this app that you can download for the iPhone and iTouch sort of takes that one step further because it uses the touchpad to turn the pages. So you're looking at a picture, and then your child can swipe his or her finger across the phone, and it turns the page to the next picture and the next bit of text in the story. So it really is like an interactive book reading experience on the iPhone. This one is called Pine Tree, and it's only like 4 or 5
I think Pine
long.
Tree looks really cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a variety of different books?
No, they've only done this one, so I really want them to. They have a Benzing. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Benxing. Benzing Games is the manufacturer. So if you're listening, anybody at Benzing, make more of these because they're great.
I'm sure they plan to.
Yeah.
I'm turning up my iPhone. I want to have the burp.
He finally downloaded the iBeer.
$2.99. I couldn't resist. Right, you press the red button. Press the red. There we go. And it fills with beer. Look at that. It's really realistic.
It is, isn't it?
This is a great kids game. And you drink it up.
But somehow it's just, I don't know. More
it's satisfying.
With
yeah.
Beer than the milk.
It's satisfying. Yeah, the milk. You know, Tony has the milk, and I don't know why Tony has the milk, but he has the milk. He's a very health conscious young man.
Maybe yep. He just shows you the milk one at work because yeah.
And there's also
no,
one called
I drinking at work.
Are you drunk? I don't know what that one is.
Are you drunk?
Are you drunk? Probably.
Maybe you blow on your iPhone and it tells you.
No matter what you blow, it says you're drunk, dude. You are drunk.
So do you have any other ones for us?
Yeah, I have 3 others I've been using with my son. And, of course, just the whole game selection is quite wonderful, and it would take us forever to try and go through all those. These are some that, you know, my son's only 4, so they're geared toward very young kids, and they're very, there's no figuring them out. They just work for them, right? One of them is called Finger Paint, and it is exactly what it sounds like. You take your finger, you can change cool. the color, and you can draw all over the phone.
Yeah.
One of them is, I think, our favorite right up there with iBeer, which is called Phone Saber, which thank you, Kevin Rose, for mentioning this on Dignation, because that's how I heard about it.
That's probably where you heard about iBeer, too.
Maybe. Phone Saber is, you activate a little lightsaber on your phone.
Oh, I love this
one. You can change the color of the little saber beam. And then when you move your phone around, it makes the very realistic lightsaber noises.
I think I took it off my phone because my kid was killing my batteries playing. I was afraid he was going to go, shoot, and was going to fly in across the room. But it is right. really amazing because a couple of these, iBeer and a Phone Saber, take advantage of the accelerometer in the iPhone that could tell where it is in space.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of a cool demo.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one I like, and there are a bunch of these too, in this similar vein, is Bubbles, which is you take your finger and you drag it over the screen, and it creates bubbles in the wake of your finger, and then you can tap them and pop them.
Oh, what fun. That's yeah. better than Bubble Wrap, which has static bubbles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, you want to be able to move around with your bubbles.
Right. And all of this, you know, you guys might think that I'm constantly finding ways to entertain my son in restaurants, and that's absolutely the case.
Truer words were never spoke.
Well, yes. It's cheaper. I mean, my sister bought both her sons an iPod Nano and buys movies for them to entertain them in the restaurant. So this is something you already have.
Right. I love it. You know, you always have your phone with you. And if there's ever a moment where you just need to have, like, 3 minutes of conversation with an adult, you can sort of throw the phone.
That's a great idea.
That's
a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and Tyler, I mean, he's 4. He's careful enough with the phone. He doesn't risk it.
Well, there's that, and also there's not too much you can do to an iPhone. You know, it's just one piece.
Right.
And he's not dropping it on the floor.
As long as you don't drop it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing else you can really do to it. If you drag your finger over the front of it, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. So. And it gets greasy no matter who drags their fingers, so they can.
That's right.
If you've been eating chicken fingers or not, or you know, going to In-N-Out Burger, it doesn't matter.
That's right. They clean up really well. So
where do you stand on the animal style? Are you double animal style or?
You lost me. What's the animal style?
You live in Southern California. You don't know about animal
just
style.
Just segued to In-N-Out Burger for some reason.
Don't get hooked.
The double-double is my burger, but I don't know about animal style.
Oh, Denise. The next time you stop by In-N-Out, I'm just saying a number 2, or is it number 1? Number 1, animal style. That's all you have to say.
Is that with chili?
No.
No. What is
Animal Style is, well, you know, you have to find, first of all, you probably should Google the In and Out secret menu. Because there is a secret In-N-Out burger menu. It's actually In-N-Out. It's not that secret. In-N-Out.com/secret menu. But,
oh, very secret.
But you get your Animal Style. That's a burger of your choice with extra spread and grilled onions. Add a pickle.
Oh, holy Toledo!
You know,
yeah.
That you know that that secret sauce that they put on there. It's like it's basically Thousand Island.
Uh-huh.
They put a lot of that on there. And it's good with the fries, too. You get the fries Animal Style.
You know, I go for In-N-Out when I've had a long work day and I just have blown through without eating anything. So that is.
Yeah,
so
you really don't. You really don't. You have a girlish figure. You really probably don't want to go to In-N-Out too often. My 13-year-old lives on In-N-Out Burger, so I know all. And you know, that you can do it 3x3, which is 3 patties, or a 4x4, which is 4 patties. But Henry tells me that there really isn't any limit to how many you can go.
Really?
I think they've gone to 23x23, and they've actually served it to them.
Wow.
Oh, my. That would take a couple of those little boxes that they give you the food in.
And I hope you have a defibrillator in the car, because you're going to need one, boy. That is awful.
Right. Well, thank you, Denise.
You're so welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys, too.
If you come up with any new cool applications, let us know.
I sure will.
All right, Denise. Denise Howell, take care.
Thanks.
She's on her iPhone right now, so she can't do the beer trick.
No, she can't.
But I think I can do the Bubbles trick. I downloaded Bubbles.
Oh, good.
Let me see here.
Is Bubbles free? Or did you pay for Bubbles?
Bubbles is free. I am sorry that I paid $2.99 for the beer trick. And then she says, oh, and there's a better one for free. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Let me see here.
Well, while you're working on the Bubbles.
I got the Bubbles. Wait a minute.
Okay, you've got Bubbles.
Let me see here. Just got to figure out where it went. There's the beer. See, I've got so many applications now, I can't find them anymore.
Yeah, my Palm Centro is starting to not look as good as it did before. Now,
yeah, you're kind of starting to think, I wish I had beer on my cell phone. Mm-hmm.
I can only entertain my children with YouTube videos.
Bubbles. Okay. Oh, it's Hogbay Software. Drag to create and tap to pop. Hogbay does great stuff.
Ooh.
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh.
Oh, it's harder than it looks.
It is. You're not very good at it.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm doing the best I can. Hey, that's a pretty good application there.
It is.
Yeah, I could totally see Annabella playing with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm forever blowing.
Yeah, Milo
Bubbles.
And Huck would love that too.
Would they like the beer?
You know, there's
one?
That line in Knocked Up where he says, "You know, there's don't you wish there was something in your life that was as exciting as Bubbles are to kids?"
It's true. Kids love Bubbles. Who doesn't love Bubbles?
Yeah,
giant
it's true.
Bubbles. Do they have the giant bubble thing? Have you ever done that?
No. You mean at the Exploratorium, like with the big?
Yeah,
done that?
They
yeah.
have the. Oh, it's yeah. so much fun, and you can get those at home and make giant bubbles, and then they kind of go.
They do.
And they float around. I'm going to have another beer real quick here.
Okay. We don't have very much time for listener feedback.
Oh, sorry.
But
I'm
going to read at least one email.
I've been wasting everybody's time. Okay, do that. Yes.
And
I'll pull up some feedback from our Grand Central number one.
Okay. This is from Jake. He's been really behind. Do you remember last year we talked about darning socks?
Yes. I stand by this. Does anybody still darn socks?
I know. We got no emails until now.
Nobody darns socks.
Jake excuses himself. His company started blocking Podcatcher, so he has to download them at home and transport them to work by his thumb drive.
Quit that lame company.
Mm-hmm. He says, I will darn socks and other clothing of mine if the hole isn't too big. I will sew up almost anything my two boys do with their clothes, due to their clothes. I am not as particular about the way their clothes look. They are boys, after all.
I am so impressed.
Yeah. Jake also says, thanks. I enjoy the podcast. I appreciate your efforts to remain politically neutral, even though it slips through from time to time.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not going to just leave it. We only hear that from people of the other persuasion. You realize.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I know that. Of course I know that.
He darn sucks. Why does that suddenly make him?
He's. I don't know.
Republican.
Did I say Democrat or Republican?
No. Okay.
I didn't say a thing. I'm voting for John McCain.
Are
oh,
you?
Man. Do you think I would get more mail if I said I'm voting for Barack Obama or if I said I'm voting for John?
Which
do you think I get the most mail on? Or would it be equal?
I don't know. Good question.
Well, we may never know.
I'm increasing my effort to remain politically neutral.
Good job.
Because Jake appreciates that.
Thank you, Jake. And here's Leanne, who used the web button.
Oh, good.
Holy cow. Let's hear from Leanne.
Hi, my name is Leanne, and I'm a new listener, and I just wanted to, I know it was a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to comment about your episode on homeschooling. I was homeschooled from the first grade until I went to college, and
wow.
I just had a fabulous experience, and I intend to homeschool my own children when they get a little older. And I just wanted to respond to the biggest criticism of homeschooling, the issue of how do you socialize. And I would actually say that I had a more diverse social experience because I was homeschooled. I was very involved in the community. We found other ways to mm-hmm. socialize mm-hmm. through sports and community choirs. And, you know, even from a small age, I was very comfortable talking to adults and people from other cultures. And today I just have a vast array of, you know, friendships with people from all different backgrounds. And I also just wanted to say that the biggest benefit of homeschooling that it has given me is just a lifelong love of learning. And I never memorized facts for a test. And, you know, even today as an adult, I read voraciously and I take,
wow.
you know, adult education classes, just about anything that interests me. And knowledge is something that I really prize. So anyway, I just wanted to offer you a perspective from somebody who actually was homeschooled. It's definitely not for everyone, and of course, it's not a perfect system, but I really think that success or failure of a child's education comes from the parent. But anyway, I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Leanne. What a great comment. I thought that was, you know, we're actually considering homeschooling Henry, believe it or not.
Really?
Well, here's what happened. You know, he flunked 3 courses in 7th grade. Last year. And, you know, so he had to go to summer school. And he went and he took 3 classes to make up those 3 flunks. Flunked one of them.
Oh.
But we didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
At any point. At no point did anyone contact us, say he's having a hard time. There was no progress report sent home. Maybe we were supposed to contact the teachers on a regular basis. I don't know. But we presumed everything was going fine. He got A's in the other 2 classes and he flunked the math class. Mm. So I felt like this, you know, we put in a call to the principal to try to find out what happened. Never got called back. Tried to talk to the teacher. Never got called back. So I think in this case, the public school system kind of failed Henry considerably. I mean, had we known what was going on, I think we could have intervened. We could have found out what was going on. As far as we knew from what he told us, oh, no, there's no homework, which there wasn't. He got flunked because of incomplete assignments, but there was no homework. I couldn't quite figure that out. So I really got the feeling that they didn't care very much. So we're going to see how he does in public school in the 8th grade. And if there are problems, actually, what I'm going to do is cut back here a little bit, work with him in the morning, start later in the day here, because this is too important to pass up. Now, we know once he gets into high school, he'll go to the same high school Abby's going to, which is a lot of attention. Nobody falls through the cracks at that school. So I'm sure that'll be fine. But, you know, I have nothing against homeschooling, except that it's a lot of work for the parent, and I hope we can find the time to do it. But I think in this case, when the public schools have failed your kid, that is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to say that every homeschool kid I've ever met has been hugely successful.
Yeah, the socializing is true. I mean, you're not, you know, I mean, going to school is such an insular socialization.
People pay extra attention when you're homeschooled. Parents are paying extra attention and make sure you get more. So, in fact, I bet you do get a better experience just because of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, parents are making an extra effort to make sure you know other kids, you play with other kids, you have play dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great to hear from her, because there aren't as many, you know, people that were home. I mean, homeschool is becoming
more
new. Popular. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks, Leanne.
Yeah, she was so well-spoken. You know,
okay.
I'm not surprised.
I'm going to read one more email.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to go.
But I have this call from Leo Laporte. I can't wait to hear who this is. Oh, wait a minute. That was me when we were testing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Suzanne writes, after hearing you guys lauding audiobooks for kids at bedtime, I loaded my old iRiver. I got a Sansa View for my birthday last week hearing Leo mention the Sansas, with a few from StoryNori.com, which is a great podcast that has stories on it. And the Story Spieler. I've never heard of that. The Story Spieler.
Spieler.
Spieler. and showed my five-year-old how to find them on the playlist section for after the story we read to her at night. She didn't want me to read to her last night.
Oh, no.
So her dad read her a Teen Titans Go comic, and then she listened to The Princess and the Pea on her own.
Oh, wow.
Later, she came into my bedroom and asked how to find Peter Pan. She didn't go to sleep any earlier than she usually does, but she was quiet and didn't get up 50 million times to see what we were doing around the house. I walked by her room more than once to the sight of a little girl cross-legged on her bed with the blue glow from the MP3 player lighting her up as she navigated through songs and stories.
What a nice idea.
Yeah, all my kids go to sleep listening to stories, and it's true that they don't go to sleep any earlier, but they don't get
up. But
it's
quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quiet when they're doing it. I think that's really a nice example. And I think it's also a way for kids to be a little more independent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait till mom or dad can read to you. You can listen to your own story when you feel like it. And even 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds want to be independent, maybe especially. And also, another good thing is there are many choices, many places you can go to get audiobooks. You don't have to go commercial with audible.com.
Right.
Not to undermine them. They do a really great job, but there are a lot of podcasts. There are a lot of other places you can get audio content for kids. We've highlighted a few of those.
So that's all the time we have for today. But I am excited because next week we're going to talk to John Cheska.
Who's that?
Author of The Stinky Cheese Man.
Oh, I'm really excited
about
that.
And The Math Curse and The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. He's a great author, one of my kids' favorites, and I'm really excited to talk to him. So tune in next week for that. I wanted to thank Andy Williams from Smug Mug and the beautiful Denise Howell.
River,
and you, Leo, for keeping sort of on track.
As I launch into an Andy Williams song, totally unrelated to anything we've done so far. Thank you. It was really fun. Really nice to talk about these things. If you want to call us, 707-981-4602. Call our Grand Central number, or you can email Megan.
At megan@twit.tv.
That's her address. Don't wear it out. Actually, do wear it out.
Wear it out.
Wear it out.
Send me whatever you want.
We thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on...
Jumping Monkeys.
Bye-bye.